Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you are encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. This is tape number 39, For What Should an Alien Sinner Pray? An alien is a person in a country of which he is not a citizen. Here the term alien sinner describes one who is not now, nor has ever become, a citizen of the kingdom of God. That is, he is not a Christian. Although this person may be living the kind of life that men may describe as good or Christian, he has never availed himself of the forgiving grace of God through obedience to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, he has never been saved, and he remains a sinner. When such a one wishes to pray to God, for what should he ask? Can he pray through, that is, can he be saved through prayer alone in faith that Jesus is God's Son, the Christ? Can he pray for the forgiveness of his sins and thus become a citizen of the kingdom of God? Instruction in prayer is provided in the New Testament. However, many of these instructions are to Jesus' followers, his disciples, and his apostles. Later, the apostles gave instructions to the early Christians about prayer. Some of these teachings were to Christians who had fallen into error, that is, had sinned. One such instruction is recorded in Acts 8, verse 22, where Simon, who had been a sorcerer, but who had become a Christian, was rebuked by the Apostle Peter. Peter said, Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven. But this is an instruction to a Christian sinner, not to an alien sinner. Simon was a citizen of the kingdom of God, and therefore subject to its laws. The alien sinner is an entirely different matter, and a different set of rules applies to him. To receive the same approach to God through prayer, the alien must first become a citizen of God's kingdom. That is, he must first be saved or become a Christian. He must know Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. See John chapter 8, verse 24. He must repent, that is, turn away or give up a sinful life. See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He must acknowledge to others that Jesus is the Christ. That is, confess the name of Jesus. Study Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. He must also be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. Read Acts 2, 38, Galatians 3, verse 27. Study also Bible Call tape number 16, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Tape number 25, The Importance of Obedience, and tape number 26, Are we saved by faith only? Because the above procedure is for the alien, prayer will not save him. Indeed, the scriptures regarding the prayers of alien sinners are summarized in John chapter 9, verse 31. Here a blind man, who had been healed by Jesus, spoke to his Jewish interrogators about the miracle, saying, Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. This same thought is presented in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, which states, For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Prayer is a profound communication of our thinking to him who created all things. When we wish something to come to pass, we pray fervently, quite as though it depended totally upon God. Also, we act to cause the event as though it totally depended upon us. Because the salvation of his soul is of prime importance to the sinner, it is natural for him to want to ask God for help and for guidance. But he must also direct his efforts toward discovery of the will of God and toward his obedience of that will. We know that God hears the prayers of sinners as they seek to find the way of salvation. God heard the prayers of the Roman centurion Cornelius and provided him with guidance so that he became a citizen in the kingdom of God through obedience to the will of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 31. Thus, we recommend sincere prayer to God for guidance, coupled with sincere study of the Scriptures to find the will of God. Our Lord has assured us that those who want to know the truth will find the truth, saying, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Bible call can help you in this study. However, we request, indeed we plead with you, that you do not accept either our teachings or those of any other without thoroughly checking every scripture reference. Make your study thorough and complete. Use reason, think, and pray. Our counseling service is available to help you during this study. If you prefer, printed material is available about God's will and how to please Him. For counseling or for printed information, follow the instructions that will be given after the end of this lesson. Of course, there is no charge nor obligation. Thank you for your call.